is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. They say when you're hot, but what's happening in the Southwest is way beyond hot. Temperatures are well past the century mark in many places. CBS's Ben Tracy is in Las Vegas, where it's 101, headed for 109.
Extreme heat is extremely dangerous. It's often called the silent killer, and it is the deadliest weather-related event in the United States. It actually kills more people than hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes combined.
It's 96 in Tyler, Texas. Many residents are without air conditioning 3 days after storms knocked down trees and knocked out power. This man is moving trees out of the way.
We prioritize the ones on people's roofs and on people's cars because they got to be able to do stuff.
President Biden is back in Paris after a second visit to Normandy. CBS's Natalie Brand.
In a speech on democracy, the president connected D-Day to supporting Ukraine's fight for freedom.
They stood against Hitler's aggression. Does anyone doubt that they would want America to stand up against Putin's aggression here in Europe today?
Earlier in the day, the president met in Paris with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, where he pledged continued U.S. support in Ukraine's war with Russia and publicly apologized to Zelensky for the congressional gridlock earlier this year that held up a critically needed aid package.
Benny Gantz is a dissenting member of Israel's government coalition. Now he's threatening to quit unless Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu makes a deal to get the Hamas hostages home by this weekend. That's not happening. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
He is expected to resign tomorrow at the end of the Sabbath. He's called a news conference after issuing this ultimatum. Gantz is one of three members of the war cabinet. He is a moderate, and his presence in the war cabinet is extremely important to Netanyahu because it gives a sense of legitimacy in this right-wing government to the war.
Hunter Biden's defense has been presenting its case at his trial on weapons charges. CBS's Scott McFarland says a gun shop employee was one of today's witnesses.
What the defense tried to get out of this witness, this gun store background check runner, was that there was a lack of perfection on the first submission of that form, that it went back out to the sales floor and came back to him a second time and things had changed.
Court has just wrapped up for the day. The Labor Department says the economy created about 272,000 jobs last month, up more than expected from April. Wages increased about 4%. Unemployment was up slightly, also to 4%. Wall Street, the Dow is up 25. The NASDAQ has lost 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction has ground to a halt at sites around southeast Wisconsin. WISN 12 reports hundreds of heavy equipment operators have walked off the job. The strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers has 800 members seeking higher wages at projects in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The jobs promised by Foxconn were a key part of the water and wastewater agreements between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those deals are now under scrutiny, and leaders from both municipalities are digging in. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't deliver on the jobs initially promised by Foxconn. First Friday and Juneteenth celebrations will have downtown Racine busy today. The Juneteenth kickoff event will be at Arts Unlimited on Main. Down the street at Monument Square, live music, food, and more will be a part of the first Friday event of the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. Yeah, you know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there till the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. A little bit later, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here on WRJN.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Oh,
Local news and timeless hints on WRJN. Well, if you've been waiting for the summer art project to be unveiled in downtown Racine this year, the wait is over. A couple of weeks ago, Don Rosen spoke with Kelly Cruz from Downtown Racine Corporation, and she talked all about it.
Hey, we're really ramping up our public art. We're in our 21st year. We're one of the only downtowns in the nation that has been able to pull off a public art project consecutively because of our awesome community sponsors. But this year, we are doing butterflies. And so it's going to be really fun. I think it's fun for kids, but it's also fun for the adults. And we've got 26, I'm talking, amazing artists. We had so many.
Is this when you put them outside in front of the stores?
Exactly.
I have the lighthouse in my house.
Sure. Yeah, if we've done dogs, cats.
I bought the lighthouse. Yeah.
Lighthouses, bird baths, birds, I mean, benches, rocking chairs. Last year we did I Love Racine and the word love throughout downtown. We did bistro tables. But this year the butterfly wings are really great. They're metal. We actually partnered with Gateway Technical students, and they made they welded all the bases, their welding class. So that was really fun. And the artists are starting to submit their, you know, in progress. But on the June 1st Fridays, we are going to be unveiling all of those. So June 7th, first Fridays, definitely mark your calendar.
I love those. I love when you drive by and you see them all. Mm-hmm.
Kelly Cruz from Downtown Racine Corporation is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, Racine's Festival Park and Laughs by the Lake comedy series present comedian Johnny Beaner and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall tonight. Find out more or buy tickets at festivalpark.com.
Come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Certain kinds of guns will be allowed within the Republican Convention security zone in Milwaukee in July. A common council committee is rejecting an effort by one alderman to ban all guns inside the RNC security footprint. The city attorney's office notes state law prevents local governments from putting a full ban in place. Other guns, like fully automatic weapons, are banned. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
This is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Construction has ground to a halt at sites around southeast Wisconsin. WISN 12 reports hundreds of heavy equipment operators have walked off the job. The strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers has 800 members seeking higher wages at projects in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The union president tells the TV station the workers are demanding a fair deal that accounts for inflation. The jobs promised by Foxconn were a key part of the water and wastewater agreements between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those deals are now under scrutiny, and leaders from both municipalities are digging in. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't deliver on the jobs initially promised by Foxconn. Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroot attended a city council meeting this week, dismissing the concerns as unrelated to water. Mount Pleasant officials will take up the matter on Monday. First Fridays in downtown Racine are back. The event is set to kick off the summer season today. Highlights include a 70s and 80s DJ set at Monument Square, cornhole tournaments, free hot dogs, and live music. The public art project featuring 26 uniquely designed butterfly sculptures will be officially unveiled throughout the downtown. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, WRJN's Big Deals store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Just go to WRJN.com. Look at all your chances to save at least 30%. That's like buying a gift certificate worth $40 for just $28. That's not bad. And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, the weekend is upon us, but remember, 76% of us have the Sunday scaries. Psychologists say we're afraid of Sundays, that anxious feeling of dread many of us experience the night before the work week starts.
need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a body, baby, just to let me down?
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. But money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, if you're thinking of going to the movies this weekend, Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theater says there's two new movies opening up.
Well, the first one is The Launchers. It's a PG-13 horror movie. It's about an artist that gets stranded in a forest in Western Ireland. She tries to find shelter and becomes trapped alongside some strangers who are stalked by mysterious creatures each night. This one's directed by M. Night Shyamalan's daughter. And then we have Bad Boys Ride or Die, rated R. When their former captain is implicated in corruption, two Miami police officers, played by none other than Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, must work to clear his name. This is the fourth movie in the Bad Boys saga.
Thank you, Brett. Why don't you go see a movie this weekend at a Marcus Theater?
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering.
They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents Johnny Beaner.
I'm at the gas station pumping gas. The guy, one pump over, looks over at me. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you're pretty tall." "Thank you." "You have brown hair."
To Festival Hall on Friday, June 7th, along with Sasha Rosser, Dana Ehrman, and NC Andrew Reining for a night of hilarious stand-up comedy. Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents Johnny Beaner. Tickets are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, it gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Suspicious smile.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where our goal is to inform and entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search WRJN News Online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. News coming up at the top of the hour.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.